Fine, Selena said, finally giving in. Okay, Julian, what wretched, awful act did you commit to get sucked into the book?
Hubris.
Ooh, Selena said ominously. That's a baddie. Grace, he may be right. They used to do things like rip people to shreds over that. You should have paid attention in your classics class. The Greek gods are really vicious when it comes to handing out punishments. Grace narrowed her eyes on both of them. I refuse to believe that there's no way to free him. Can't we destroy the book or summon one of your spirits or something to help?
Oh, so now you believe in my voodoo magic.
Not really, but you did manage to get him here. Can you manage to help? Selena chewed her thumbnail in thought. Julian, what god was most partial to you? He took a long, deep breath, as if completely bored by their questions.
In truth, none of them were overly fond of me. Being a soldier, I sacrificed mostly to Athena, but I had more direct contact with Eros.
Selena flashed him a wicked grin. The god of lust and love. I can see why.
It's not for the reasons you think, he said dryly.
Selena ignored him. So, have you ever tried to appeal to Eros?
We are not speaking to each other.
Grace rolled her eyes at his flippant sarcasm. Why don't you try calling him? Selena suggested. Grace glared at her.
You know, Selena, you could try to be a little more serious. I know I've mocked your beliefs over the years, but this is Julian's life we're talking about.
I am perfectly serious, she said emphatically. The best way would be for Julian to summon him directly and see if he can help.
What the hell? Grace thought.
Last night she would never have believed anyone could conjure up Julian. Maybe Selena was right.
Would you try it? Grace asked him.
Julian gave a frustrated sigh, as if he were ready to shake both of them. Looking greatly peeved, he leaned his head back and said quietly to the ceiling,
"Cupid, you worthless bastard, I summon you to human form."
Grace threw her hands up. "Gee, I can't imagine why he wouldn't respond to that." Selena laughed. "Fine," Grace said. "I don't believe in this mumbo-jumbo anyway. Let's go put this stuff in my car, get some lunch, and try to think up something a little more productive than Cupid, you worthless bastard. Shall we?"
"Fine," Selena said.
Grace handed Selena the bag that contained the clothes Selena had brought over.
"Here are Bill's things."
Selena looked into the bag with a frown. "Where's the white tank top?"
"I'll give it back later."
Selena laughed again. Julian trailed along behind them, listening to their bantering, as they made their way outside the store. Luckily, Grace had found a rare parking place right outside the brewery. Julian watched as the women put the bags in the car. If he dared admit it, he actually liked the fact that Grace was so interested in helping him. No one ever had before. He had walked the whole of his life in solitude with only his strength and his wits to save him. Even before the curse, he'd been weary, tired of the loneliness, tired of having no one on earth or beyond who gave a damn about him. It was a pity he hadn't met Grace before the curse. She would have definitely been a nice balm to soothe his restlessness. But then, the women of his time had been very different.